Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We've got a packed show for you today. We're about 20 minutes away from Love Letters to Kelly. If you got a problem, yo, she'll solve it. And 30 minutes away from calling the three names to send you on your way to Orlando. You can sign up for a trip a day at KidNation.com. Still got a chance for that. And 1 hour away from Dallas Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo in studio. I love this camp giveaway we've been doing here.
I do too.
Mostly because I never got to go to camp when I was a kid, but I remember seeing my friends leave and go to camp, and then they came back all happy.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I want to go so bad.
And now they have so many really cool camps, like very niche camps.
Right.
You know, depending on what your kid's interested in.
Like we have a camp for like Minecraft for that video game and stuff. Al, you got to go to camp, right?
Uh-uh.
You never got to go to camp either?
No, my son did. He went to space camp. I paid for camp. I never went to camp.
I went to church camp.
You went to church
camp. That's all we had.
You loved it.
Yeah.
I went to Girl Scout camp.
No?
No, it was hot.
Hot.
And we had to get our water from a pump out of the lake.
Oh, no.
From the pump.
So you're saying camp is hot?
It was hot.
Yeah.
And girls are nasty.
Are they nasty?
Well, okay, let's give away a camp.
Yeah, because these are way better camps.
That was church camp, though. We're not doing these other camps.
Yeah, we're doing camps that like kids want to choose. Kelly, you have a letter in front of you.
I do. And this one's from 16-year-old Caleb, who says, as a diabetic, Camp Sweeney motivates me to make sure I stay healthy so I can be sure to have a safe future. Sweeney's home to the best friends one can have because everyone shares a common struggle that they have to overcome, and thus long-lasting relationships are made. Camp is expensive, and it would be nice for my parents to receive financial aid. With my dad being diabetic, we spend twice as much money on supplies, and we're still trying to set aside money for me to go to college with little or no debt. And that's from Caleb. Hey,
hi.
Caleb.
Hi.
What's up, man?
Oh, yes, right now we're looking into colleges, and I've actually been taking a lot of AP tests this week and past week.
Oh, man.
That's excited. Do you have a specific college you'd like to go to?
I'm looking at Louisiana Tech and LSU right now.
There you go.
Okay, so good ones.
You're focused on the success of your future, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you got to get through the summer.
Yes, and I'm really excited for it.
You are excited for it. Now, you wrote us about Camp Sweeney, and we understand it is very expensive.
Yeah.
And you said your dad also is a diabetic, so you guys have double the amount you got to spend on supplies.
Yes, they're both type 1.
Okay, so here's what we want to do for you, Caleb. We have Preston on the phone right now. Preston, how you doing this morning?
Doing well, JC. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. Can you please tell our friend Caleb where you work?
Oh, sure, and I know Caleb. Caleb's been a camper with us at Camp Sweeney for several summers. Good morning, Caleb. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing well. Hey, I'm excited to hear that you're looking at LSU. Go Tigers. Do you have your LSU shirt ready for Fight Song Wednesday?
I'll make sure that I get a couple.
we'll get you some if you don't have them.
Yeah. So
Caleb already knows how great this camp experience is.
He does. So Caleb's been a camper with us for a couple years, and like you mentioned, Kelly, Camp Sweeney is a camp for kids with type 1 diabetes. We're the only kind in the world that's focused on a lifestyle development program.
Mm-hmm.
And kids come out 3 weeks at a time. And it is pretty expensive. It's about $3,400 to come to camp. But we see great results with kids that come out to Camp Sweeney, and it really does change their long-term outlook on life. And so we'd like to help Caleb come back to camp. And he's already got his deposit paid for the summer. But, Caleb, we want to take care of the rest of your fees for this summer.
Yay!
Very cool.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
So, Caleb, you are definitely going back to Camp Sweeney this summer.
You're set, buddy.
Thank you guys so much.
And now you can start saving the extra money for college.
Right.
This is great.
Or save the extra money, Caleb, because your birthday's coming up at the end of the month, so buy yourself something nice.
Very cool. Glad to have it.
Thank you very much, Preston.
Caleb, have fun, okay, man?
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Have a good morning, too.
You too, buddy. Hold on. And Preston, don't you go anywhere, sir.
Sounds good. Caleb, we'll see you this summer.
All right.
Yeah, but hang on, Preston. We don't want you to hang up yet.
Preston, because apparently your camp is extremely popular amongst kids.
Oh, my.
Well, kids with, like you said, it's the only one of its kind.
Yeah. So we have this other letter right here that we received, Preston. I'd like to read it for you. It says, hello, my name is Aaron. I am 11 years old. This is my last year in elementary school. And next year, I'll be going to a new middle school. Our fifth grade class went on a school camping trip this year to Camp Grady Spruce, where we focused our time learning about science. I loved it. But my mom had to come along with me to camp because in November of 2014, I was diagnosed as type 1 diabetic.
Mm.
So she had to give me my shots during my meal times and at nighttime. Mm. I would love to go back to camp. I have overheard my mom talking about Camp Sweeney, which cares for children like me. If I could go to Camp Sweeney, that would be awesome, mostly because my mom wouldn't be there. Just kidding. He didn't write that. But we actually have we have Aaron on the phone with us right now. Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey,
Hi, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing really good.
Doing really good. So we read your letter on air, man, and you went to Camp Grady Spruce, but your mom had to come along with you, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're a dude. You don't want mom to be around at camp, right?
I mean, come on. You're getting ready to go to middle school.
Yeah, you're about to go to middle school.
Second full-grown adult.
You're trying to hang out with your homies, and mom's there trying to help you out with your shots. So you heard about Camp Sweeney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have Preston on the phone right now, and he happens to be a rep for Camp Sweeney.
Hey, Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
I hear that you'd like to come to Camp Sweeney.
Yeah, I heard about it whenever I was in the hospital.
When you were diagnosed a couple years ago, how'd you feel, Aaron? Did it scare you a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because it's been life-changing, right? Now you have to be really conscious. I mean, I'm assuming you have to get multiple shots a day and stuff like that.
Yeah, I have to get 4 shots a day.
Wow.
Oh, and so, Preston, at Camp Sweeney, is this part, I'm assuming, of the camp that you help the kids as they're learning to kind of navigate their diabetes and deal with it on their own, right?
Jenna, you're exactly right. And so Aaron, it sounds like, met one of our Camp Sweeney ambassadors in the hospital. We actually have groups of campers that go to the various hospitals and go to these diabetes 101 classes to tell families that life is not over, it's changing, but they're going to be okay. And it sounds like he met one of those campers, which is fantastic. That's an outreach program that we have from our camp. And when you come to camp, these kids' lives are changed forever when they're diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. They're taking 4 to 7 shots of insulin a day. They're checking their blood sugar 8 to 12 times a day. But when they come to camp, we take care of all of that for them. So rather than having to leave lunch and go to the nurse's office to check your blood sugar and then go back to the lunch table, we're taking care of all of that so that everyone around them is doing the exact same thing. It normalizes that lifestyle and gives them an opportunity just to be a kid. Which is something that changes when you're diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. But at Camp Sweeney, you get to live just as a normal kid going into middle school for 3 weeks, and we'll help him learn those processes and help him learn healthy techniques. But the most important part is that he gets to be Aaron and gets to run around and have a great time while learning.
That's very cool.
How does that sound, Aaron?
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Like going to a normal one.
Yeah, you get to go and you're going to meet kids that are going through it just like you are.
Probably make a lot of friends, Aaron.
Yeah, you'll make a lot of friends, man.
I hope.
No, trust me, you will, buddy. Is your mom right there? Is Ashton there? Can we talk to her?
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, Ashton, guess what? You don't have to go to camp this summer.
Actually, it was a lot of fun to go with him.
I bet, Aaron, but
I'm happy that he gets a chance to go by himself.
It must be tough for a parent because you want to be there to protect him, and he needs to learn how to take care of himself.
Right.
It's hard to let go like that, I'm sure.
It's incredibly hard. When he got diagnosed, he was in diabetic ketone acidosis, and they were talking about all these camps that he goes to, and I'm like, what? No, not right now.
Yeah.
Like, my baby just got diagnosed.
Oh.
I'm not sending him away. But, you know, it's been a year, so we've relaxed a lot. We've had a lot of support from the school, my family. So
right.
I think we're good to go.
Well, you guys are all set up.
Cool.
Tell Aaron have a blast. Ashton, you relax at home during the summer. You're going to have a little bit of free time, right?
Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
And Preston, thank you so much for doing this for these kids, man.
Oh, absolutely, JC. We're excited to have them. And, you know, we're always just looking to reach other kids. That's the hardest part about diabetes is a lot of people feel like they're alone in this, and so if anybody out there is still looking for somebody or looking for summer camp, they can always go to campsweeney.org and find us, and we'll help them get there. We give away almost $1 million in scholarships every summer.
That's wonderful.
Bless you guys.
Thank you for giving some of that to our listeners.
Thank you so much.
Extremely kind. The first session starts in just over 3 weeks. Again, campsweeney.org is where you go if you have any questions. And Preston, enjoy your time, buddy.
Thanks. We'll see all these kiddos in 25 days.
All right, my man.
Thank you, buddy.
Hold on for us. We'll get you guys all set up. All right, it's time to get to Love Letters to Kelly coming up next. And Kelly, hopefully you can help Tired Andy. Can you help me stop loving? We'll find out next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Getting a lot of love for sending these kids to Camp Sweeney.
Yeah.
A lot of love on the text. Thank you for that. You can always text us, by the way. Phone number is 800-543-3548. That's the same phone number you used to call the show, which you may need in about 10 minutes if we call your name for Trip A Day. You can still sign up at KidNation.com. We'll call out three names, be the first one in, and you'll win.
Boom. That's just like, easy.
Just like that. Kelly Raspberry.
Yes.
Feeling lovey-dovey this morning?
Always.
She's in lovey-dovey.
Come on now. Kelly's been giving proper love advice right now because she's
coming from a good place.
She's in the throes.
It always has.
Yeah. But it's a little bit better when you're in a relationship.
You think
for you.
My advice has changed?
I think that you get
a little more positive.
More hopeful.
You know what I like about you right now, Kelly?
Everything.
Your positivity.
Oh, thanks. That's what I'm known for.
Thank you. Yes. All right. Let's go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
But can you help me stop loving?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
He and I broke up 4 months ago. He didn't have time nor make time to even talk to me when I needed him the most. But don't be mad. He's a good guy. I guess it just wasn't our time. We broke up, which was for the best, but I still love him. We were together for 8 months, and now we've been broken up for 3. I wish I could talk to him, but that just won't work. I've tried the whole set a time to be over it, like you've told everyone to do, but that also won't work. I don't want to date other people to get over him either, but how do I truly move on? I'm tired of hurting, tired of waiting. Please help. Andy.
You're not tired of hurting because you're still allowing yourself to hurt. I know it's easier said than done, but you don't have to give in to those emotions. It's a mental switch you can flip. When you feel like when I was going through some stuff, I was like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something else.
Yeah.
So when I felt myself getting dark and depressed and wanting to stay home, I would just get out and drive in my car and go to Target. Something to change the state I was in because you can't allow, you can make moves to not be in that dark place, but you're not ready to be over it. You set a time limit for yourself, but you didn't mean it.
I agree with that. The mental switch thing is harder for me.
It is very
to get my
hard
head around it's because hard. It's like you can't just switch it off, or we all would, you know. But I agree with you about. I mean, I change my life.
You change
everything that you do.
Change
that's,
everything.
That's what gets you grieving is memories and thinking about it and pining over it
and sitting at home by yourself. I'm tired of saying this. I'm tooting a horn. I swear to you, I'm not getting paid. You need to get on one of them swiping dating apps.
Even if you don't want to go out, like I don't, you at least see that there's other people out there. And it starts making you think maybe one day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you got to change what you're doing because it's not working.
Change
and you
routine.
Did not make the decision to, you gave yourself a time limit, but you didn't stick to it. So, you know, so don't allow yourself when you're starting to keep making plans for yourself.
Gotta be strong.
Make plans for yourself.
Future
even if you don't have a girlfriend or something, just start planning things and keep yourself busy. And do what you love to do, and somebody will cross your path. It's only been 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's only been 3 months. That's nothing.
Would it be cool for her, if she doesn't want to go out with friends, to go to a bar by herself and just
no,
sit at the bar?
Is that
weird?
I have friends that can do that. I've never been able to do that. I have a friend that can go into any bar. She'll sit down at a sushi bar or a bar, and within an hour, she's got 3 or 4 people around, and she's having a conversation. That's not me.
Al can do that.
It can be done. So
I can't do that.
I cannot do that. So then sometimes if that's not in your talents, if it's not in your skill
set, comfort zone,
and you go do that, you'll feel even more lonely and depressed because nobody's talking to me.
You got to know your limits.
Yeah, know your abilities, capabilities.
Solid.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm engaged to my best friend and soulmate. We're getting married in September. I have absolutely no doubts about anything.
Good.
But recently, my mom voiced her opinion that she thinks it's strange that he and I don't share a bed. He snores like a lumberjack, and I'm a very light sleeper. So we each have our own room and bed to sleep in.
Oh, boy.
But that doesn't affect us in the love department. We're both extremely happy in separate beds. But it bothers me that my mom would say that she thinks it's strange. Should I ignore her? That's from another Kelly.
It is strange. I'm sorry, it is strange.
And we know people that do
that. There are people that do that, but I think it can potentially lead to a lack of intimacy.
Uh-huh.
And
especially doing it like before you're even married. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's usually later.
Has he even looked into getting help? I mean, there are little non-invasive procedures. There are slightly invasive outpatient procedures.
Or get that adjustable frame.
Something.
So you could sit up
and
it helps you with your breathing.
With your snoring,
I personally believe it's important for you to share a marital bed. It doesn't work for everybody, and that's them. But I think that's rare. So I would try to take measures to make that happen. I'm not saying don't go through with your marriage, but yeah, your mom's right. It is strange.
Right.
It is strange.
It is cool when like your significant other, your wife, throws her leg over you in the middle of the night, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's my wife right there.
And you roll over, and they're there, and it's just the bond that's, I mean, it's not actually a sexual thing. It's just that you're there. Yeah, and you just feel, I just think you need to try to make, if it's truly not bothering you, well, good luck, because that works for you.
Yeah.
But I would try to see if you can make it work where you can sleep together.
Fix that nose.
In my opinion.
Thank you.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a single dad that's been in an incredible relationship for the past year. She's met my daughter. They had an instant connection. I've introduced her to other family members. They all think that she's great. Huh. But to date, I have not met anyone in her family. She says it's no big deal, but I know I want to ask her to marry me. Is this a red flag? That's from William.
Yeah, it's a red flag.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, when I get some, I can't wait for them to meet my family.
Usually the girls are the ones that push for that first, right?
And shouldn't you already be kind of having conversations that, you know, like, if we are leading toward marriage, I need to meet your family?
Yeah.
Seems like that would come up.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're truly going to surprise her and ask her to marry you without discussing anything, like, what do you see for each other? How are you going to discipline a child that's not yours? You know, just different common sense things. You need to decide if this is a person you do want to be married to. I mean, you need to have some adult conversations, one of them being, I need to meet your family.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you can make a decision that you want to marry somebody without meeting their family. You know, you want to know where they come from and what kind of people they're going to eventually, not evolve into, but, you know, where they come from.
Maybe she's embarrassed by something.
Perhaps she's embarrassed. Perhaps she has zero relationship with her family. And that's a conversation she needs to have.
Right.
Okay, here's the reason I want you to meet my family. And this is it.
Yeah.
But she's obviously hiding something.
The one time it happened to me, because it did, I think you remember this girl, it's because mama didn't like black people.
Yeah. And so you don't know what the reason is.
You know, something like that. Cause
that's probably not going to work out in the long run.
No.
So that's a very, I would not ask her to marry me if she, especially when you start pushing to meet the family and she insists not, without giving you a reason why.
That's right. Because
it is
flag.
A big deal. It's not a big deal.
He asked.
Is that okay to say double negative?
Is this a red flag? All together
now?
Yes, it is.
But that doesn't mean it can't be changed.
Yeah.
Love letters to Kelly.
We'll do a quick one real quick.
All right, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm engaged to the sweetest man, and I've known him since childhood. We're both in our later 30s, and we're coming into the marriage with children. My concern is that he still has a lot of photos on Facebook with his ex-wife. Side note, she left him for one of their best friends. They've been divorced for over a year, and I feel that it's time to take the family photos down. He feels it's too much trouble, and these are memories he'd like to keep. I've asked him to make them private to only him or save the photos on a file on the computer, but to please take them down. Truth, some of them are just couple photos. I can't believe I even have to ask. So, dearest Kelly, let it go. It's a part of his past, and who cares? It's only Facebook, or do I kindly put my foot down?
Oof.
And they are both huge fans of the show who've been listening for
Hopefully
20 plus
listening.
Years.
Okay.
I would kindly put my foot down and ask him to remove those. Yeah. That is not normal. I understand, because, like, let's just say I'm dating someone who's been previously married.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You're not going to find any photos of his ex-wife
on
his page.
Hello, I'm Alan.
No way.
You
See,
find pictures like, of him and the children during that phase of his life, but you're not going to find any because that's just, I.
That's a respect thing.
And it's respect for the new girlfriend and for whoever that other person starts to date too.
And you might think, you know what? He might think this is a petty thing.
Yeah.
But it means something to the woman you're going to marry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if this is a matter of taking an hour out of your life to unclick some pictures, I would do that.
Yeah.
Because it is a big deal to her.
But like girls dating guys, for instance, that have and they have ex-girlfriends on their Instagram account. I mean, for me, I just think you just got to get over it, you know, or they're supposed delete them.
She left him for, there should be so many bad feelings there that he wouldn't want to look at her face.
Right.
Especially immediately after, when you're so angry that somebody left you under those circumstances. It's like if we just kind of grew apart and who cares? I get it. You're like, oh, I didn't get around to deleting the pictures. She left under really ugly circumstances.
Yeah.
I would think he would want to erase all memory of her. That's just my opinion. Petty, maybe. Immature, maybe. But it means something to the woman you're going to marry.
Mm-hmm.
So
do it.
Unclick the pictures with her face.
Happy wife, happy life.
I'm telling you, it's a small thing.
It's that important to her.
Exactly. It is important to her.
Yeah, make it private. Yeah, you don't want, because girls always go back and they look at the old pictures too on Facebook, and then that's going to pop up.
Now, Grant, I've been 9 years divorced. If I have a picture of my daughter and my ex-husband on my Facebook page, it doesn't mean anything to you know, I'm not like,
oh, it's like a one, like
different.
An event. Yeah.
That's way different.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I don't have any pictures from me and my ex-husband celebrating on vacations and stuff together.
You're happy together.
I don't think. And if I do, I need to go unclick them.
We'll check during the break, Kelly.
I need to go back.
It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna, do you have the three names?
I do. You want the names right now?
That will be racing towards Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, we are giving away a four-day trip for four to Orlando to stay at the Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa, a Stay Sky Hotel and Resort. All you had to do was go to KidNation.com and enter once and listen at this time for your name. Here are the three names. First to call us back within 10 minutes wins. Ooh. Today's names are Luther Wilson, Cynthia Trejo, Ashley O'Connor. Cynthia Trejo, Ashley O'Connor, Luther Wilson. You have 10 minutes to get in. The phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's see if we get a winner next, and if we don't, we'll open it up.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show. It's a trip a day in May, courtesy of Visit Florida on the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Trip a day. Trip a day means we do it every single day. Jenna called out three names.
Yes, she did.
Let's see who we have on the phone. Hello, Cynthia Trejo.
Hello.
What up?
Oh my God.
We want to let you know that you were the first one to call. You win, Cynthia.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
That's what I'm talking about.
When's the last time you had a vacation, Cynthia?
In December, we went to New Orleans for my birthday for the first time.
Oh, that's nice.
Very cool.
Have you ever been to Orlando?
Yes, last year we went.
Awesome.
Okay, well, you need to go back for free.
Yeah,
for free. Exactly, for free. I was so stressing vacation this summer, and I'm so blessed right now.
Good. Now you don't have to worry about it. It's a four-day trip for four to Orlando to stay at the Lake Buena Vista Resort Village and Spa, a Stay Sky Hotel and Resort. Who are you going to be taking with you, though, Cynthia?
Oh, my God. Well, my boyfriend has picked him.
Yeah.
And then the other two people, I have no clue.
Well, you got time to think about that.
Maybe you have, you could take your friend and her boyfriend and then have a couples getaway.
People are going to start being very nice to you.
Oh, so nice.
I know. I have to give a shout out to my friend Sam and Daniel because they're the ones who text me and let me know that. I have to call in.
Well, I guess I know who you're taking.
Sam and Daniel need to go.
Yeah, that's who you take right there, girl.
Sam, Samantha, or Samuel?
Oh, it's Samantha.
Samantha and Daniel. Are they dating?
No, they're not.
Are they friends?
Do you want them to?
We're all friends. We're all friends.
Yeah, that's who you take then, right there. We're done.
Problem solved.
All right.
It's planned.
All right. So, wait, they had to call you and let you know, though?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I was getting ready. I usually listen to on the car, in the car on the way to work.
Okay.
But I'm the only one up at this time in my house, so I can't listen during.
That is okay. You got life. We'll you got life to get to.
It worked out. You were blow drying and stuff, getting all ready for work.
Scolding her after she wins.
Cynthia, you have so much fun out in Orlando, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. I love you guys, all of you.
We love you.
Love you too, baby.
Simple. All she did was go to KidNation.com and signed up.
That's all it takes. And then she had friends.
Friends.
That's what gets me when we have certain days, not a lot, when nobody calls back. I'm like, not only were they not listening, they don't have friends.
Nobody that knows them listens.
Yeah.
we've had it pretty good the last, because we've only had one day where nobody called.
Yeah.
And that means those three people didn't have the best of friends. And that makes us sad. Speaking of people who need more friends, Big Al Mac is going to need some friends on the Snapchat. Because our boy has joined.
Oh, okay.
I joined Snapchat, y'all.
Why did you decide to give in?
That's a very good question, JC, because Elena installed it on my phone. That's
okay.
Why.
What is your username?
Big Al Mac, BIGALMACK.
So Elena made you do it because Elena's all into the whole social media stuff.
So, what do you do with it?
Whatever you want,
Al. Al, it's perfect for you with the way that you post multiple photos to Facebook.
All right.
You can do the same thing here. You can just keep taking shots of yourself in different filters, and it's very easy to upload them to your story.
They change the filters every day, so you got something to play with. Hold it down on your face.
Press and hold your face.
Press and hold your face.
Kelly, I'm putting you in a special.
I see that.
No, but hold your face. And then now you got the filters at the bottom.
Swipe your finger to the left.
And you could, on the filter.
There you go.
I got bunny ears or something, a little dog.
See, isn't that fun? Okay. You could do that all day.
It's so much fun, Al.
Oh, look.
Oh, great.
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah.
Look at that. I have a nose.
We'll teach you during the break how to use the whole thing.
Turn off your phone noise.
He has his volume on. Oh, my God.
That's crooked mouth.
That's Snapchat right there. Fun for hours.
Black eyes.
It's like dangling shiny keys in front of him. Why did you do this now?
Bunny ears. Okay, I'll take the bunny ears. Now, what?
Take the photo. Hold it down right where the bunny ears are at the bottom circle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's a video. Oh, now it's that's a picture.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
And if you hold it down, it's going to be a video. If you just hold it and let go, it's going to be a picture.
He's going to love it.
Okay.
And then you post it to your story, and then people can see your story.
Bottom right corner arrow.
Okay, arrow. Uh-huh.
Hit the circle next to my story.
My story. Okay.
There you go. You're done.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you posted your first up, or maybe your second. I don't know how many of you posted.
Probably just one, I guess.
I think it's more scary that I just blindly told you how to do that.
Oh, great. Mariah texted and said, Big Al got Snapchat. Now it's not cool anymore.
thank you very much.
And our Snapchat names, if you want to follow us, we post things all the time. Mine is...
all the time.
Well, Al's going to start posting. Kelly is still dipping the toe in.
I'm out.
I'm Jake.
I deleted it. Well, I mean, you can...
You deleted it?
Well, I deleted it from my phone. I guess my account's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh,
yeah.
I tried because Nick was posting photos of me doing I'm doing the new coffee pot workout.
That was so hilarious.
Every time I'm getting coffee, and I knew he was filming me, I didn't care. And he posted it, but I went and typed in search, Nick Adams 33.
Yeah.
Nothing. Cannot be found. I'm like, I'm out. I quit again.
What? You must have done it wrong.
How did I do it wrong? When I put in the search, I put his name.
Did you go search by name or did you go search my contacts?
I just hit search.
Okay,
I'm over it. I don't care. I'm not going to do it.
So what do I do with
all
of this?
It is fun to watch Kelly do tricep dips back by the coffee pot. She does little workout moves here and there.
If I'm going to get coffee every day, I'm going to do something while I'm waiting. I've got a good 60 seconds. So I do squats.
Uh-huh.
I do arm dips. I do leg lifts and push-ups.
You did the donkey kicks.
Yep.
I love the donkey kicks.
Almost flashed Nick's camera, I noticed.
Right. No. Okay, now what do I do with...
That's his fault.
Hopefully he edited that.
With, like, People Magazine.
Don't just do that later.
No, ignore that.
I mean, you could look... It's cool for show prep. You could look at stuff like that because you'll see what's up to date.
I'll get your phone and, you know, JC and I will show you who to follow that's fun. You'd like Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'd like that. You'd like some of... You actually like some of the
John Mayer's actually pretty funny. I started following him.
Yeah, I heard he was funny.
He's pretty good. Our Snapchat names. Mine's J-SI5 because somebody stole my name. Jenna.
I know. Mine is... The lion face, all one. The lion.
T-H-E.
Don't forget the. Yeah, I made it a long, long time ago when Snapchat was kind of private, and then I just stuck with it. It's kind of. I feel like I have that like funny AOL user. You know, your username from back in the day when you're embarrassed to give out your email address.
Al, we are Big Al Mac.
Big Al Mac. BIGALMACK.
And Kelly, you was.
It does not matter.
You don't want to do it.
It does not matter what mine is.
If you were on Snapchat yesterday, you saw this breaking news story on my story. Tony Romo, are you on Snapchat?
I don't know what that is.
He does not know what that is.
Tony Romo.
He's got other things to do.
He has other stuff. He's got two kids. He's a quarterback in the NFL and does that stuff. So yesterday after the show, we're hanging out doing some work.
Yeah.
And then people around the office start scattering. And then our producer comes in and he goes, you guys need to stand up and turn on the mics. And we're like, what's going on? And he goes, we have a surprise guest for you guys. And in strolls the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
That's a big deal.
That is a pretty big deal.
Walks in.
Yeah, we had no idea who was about to walk in.
His Under Armour and flip-flops.
Sporting blue everything Under Armour.
Yeah.
Hat, sweatshirt, pants.
Coming from practice or
something. Flip-flops. He can't practice. He coming from practice. Hear what Tony Romo wanted to talk about. Because he randomly stopped by our show.
With our extensive sports knowledge.
we talk a little sports here and there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so good. Next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, Tony freaking Romo's in the house, everybody. What's up, man?
Tony, how's it going?
How you doing, bro?
How you doing, JC? Just having some fun.
Yeah, we're trying.
Tony, good to see you.
Dallas Cowboy quarterback, number 9 in your hearts.
Surprise!
Oh, no, actually, number 1 in our hearts, number 9 in the field.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
Well, I figured we had too many Charger fans over here. So.
Yeah, those damn Charger fans.
Cowboys out here.
Dude, he is so much a Charger fan. He's bought the whole uniform.
Oh, wait. Tell him what you do. Did you get his open letter? Because he's wanting to change fandom to another team.
I was willing. If the Chargers were moving to L.A., Tony, I was going to reach out to you and have you pitch to me why I should move over to your team.
So are you done with them if they move?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be tough on you then.
Oh, you have some intel or something?
No, I don't think so. I think we're going to stick it out for a while.
Okay.
Now, the last time I saw you were walking around with a contraption. You seem to be all better now.
Yeah, I usually have one of those every 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I found that it's a lot easier to walk around when you don't have one.
Yeah. Right.
So I decided to get rid of it, and it's been a good, you know, month here, and I've been getting after it on the field, so it's been fun.
Cool.
Collarbone is all nice and set.
It is. We actually ended up shaving down a little bit of the bone, and yeah, it seems a lot worse when you just do that.
Yeah. Do you get out of a lot of, like, daddy duties because of that?
I used to, not so much anymore because you're healing up, but I think the first couple weeks, your wife's like, you know, you sit there, you kind of just make sure you don't. And then she's like, all right, you look like you're doing a little better. It's time to get up.
Right. Yeah, so. How old are your kids now?
4 and 2.
4 and 2. Oh, we have
about
the same.
Like you. Yeah.
Would you like to have play dates or something?
Absolutely. I think we're always looking. It's a fun age, and they grow up fast. I mean, my 4-year-old, I can remember just, you know, like yesterday when he was just like his younger brother. So
right.
I want him to stay young as long as they can.
So surprised that you came by our studio, first of all, so we don't really know why you're here. We're not a sports radio show, so we don't normally have athletes come in.
I just live around the corner, so I was just like, you know, you guys have done such a good job for so long, I wanted to put a face to the voice.
Well, thank you very much.
Anytime.
What's your favorite Justin Bieber song?
Yeah,
we'll get it on for you. Yeah. ASAP.
Yeah.
Those are the things you guys ask. Well, I'm out. See you guys.
You're more of a rock guy. You like rock, right?
Yeah, I got a little bit of rock in
there. Yeah, you've been known to do a little karaoke before.
Back in the day, when I was young.
Got a karaoke bar right here, dude.
Before I knew that stuff
gets on the internet.
Yeah. That internet thing just changed the whole game.
It really has.
Right. But in the end, it's like, who cares? It's just me singing, having fun, right?
No question. I think everyone should do it. You're up.
Yeah. Well, if you come to Al's Bar, I will definitely sing with you. But are you here to talk about the fantasy football? Are you guys getting ready to do that trip?
Yeah, we are, actually. I think they were telling me that you guys are going to run an actual package that you guys are just finding out about right now.
We're all surprised.
Yeah, me as well.
So what is this? The National Fantasy Football Convention? It's a 3-day event, and so you're out there with a bunch of other NFL stars and coaches, and then fans get the chance to, like, hang out and meet you guys? Or
yeah, I think there's just not a lot of places where, like, 100 NFL players, let's say, get together in one setting. And, you know, it's kind of like a football field.
Yeah.
But you get to interact with a bunch of kids and dads and people who are excited about meeting their favorite player. You know, and just there's not a lot of places just to interact and go meet them. And, you know, let's say Jason Witten's running a route. You get to cover him.
So it's kind of cool.
I just wanted to create something that really had, you know, a little bit of the interaction between people who really like you and really care about you and, you know, wear your jersey and stuff. And they get a chance to go up and kind of talk to you and just be a part of it. And I think we're going to give away like an MVP package or something on your guys' show.
We are. You can the website's gonffc.com. You use the promo code KID with 2 D's, KIDD, for your ticket purchase. It's happening in Pasadena July 15th through the 17th. And one lucky Kid Nation member who buys any of the ticket levels will also win a Tony Romo autographed football.
Oh, how much are those going for these days?
$4 or $5.
Plus the prize of the football. We also have 2 packages to give away. It includes air, hotel, and field level passes for the event. And we're going to figure out how we're going to do that and announce the details next week on how you can win.
Yeah, because this is all a surprise.
It's all a surprise.
Literally, we just found out.
Tony, I caught you said this is that you wanted to do this. This is your baby?
Yeah, this is me and like basically 2 other partners. We come up with the idea. And, you know, fantasy football is such a big deal in our world. And, you know, I don't know a whole lot about it. I just knew that every one of my friends and people play. And they care deeply for, you know, a lot more than I would probably because I play.
Yeah.
But they just cared a lot. And it was just a way for them to go learn about fantasy football as well. So when they're there, they're going to have, like, there'll be people who are experts in the subject of it that can teach you. And it'll also be a way for you to, like, I'll tell you what coverages, you know, we do better against for certain reasons and why Jason Witten's really good against these type of teams.
Oh, that's like insider trading, Tony.
It is.
Kind of. What do you have with your own, you know, your own personal, you know, non-football playing friends that bet on you in fantasy football or don't choose you or root against you just for their fantasy football team to win?
I think the people who, like, don't choose me as friends, we just stop being friends.
It's that heavy, yeah.
That's usually how important it is to me and them. And I think the people who do choose me, like my dad, my
cousin.
He
always chooses you, right?
I think they take me no matter what.
Dad, you didn't choose me? What?
Yeah, I mean, that would be an issue, I think. But he's always had my back.
Have you ever played fantasy football while you're in the league or no?
No, I've never played. I've always felt like it'd be kind of silly to root for something other than what I actually care about.
Yeah.
And then plus you probably got to do all that film study and practice and not deal with it.
That can get busy too. Yeah, a little bit busy.
I know this is shocking, but I have no football questions. I don't know what to ask. I don't know anything about the ball.
I do want to ask him, have you seen Zeke Elliott run yet? Have you been out there with him?
Today was the first time I've seen him. We were on the field this morning, you know, running some routes and just
how
on
fast
air stuff.
Is that human being?
Yeah,
he looks good. Yeah. You know, he's got, I mean, you want to see a couple things just from my perspective. You want to see size. You want to see the ability to react quickly.
Right.
You obviously want to see speed and have some juice and just get moving. You want him to be all of these things. Then you want him to be intelligent. You want him to be able to understand the offense quickly and then be able to move him around and do different things. And
okay.
So that's all going to take shape over the next few months as we're moving him. But today was the first start. He looked pretty good.
Did you see yourself wearing one of those shirts that he wore?
The midriff.
The midriff shirt.
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah, not anymore.
But, you know, as you get older, your wife wouldn't allow it.
I know you wanted to just say, dude, that shirt. I mean, I know you're great and everything.
Right.
You're a great contract, fourth pick, whatever, but that shirt. Got to go.
He was going to go third in the draft till he wore that.
Yeah.
So he ended up going fourth.
Is it weird for the young guys when they come in? Because you were back in the day when you started in the league. You want to go hang out with the older guys and get to know them, but you're like, nah, man, I got kids and stuff.
It's funny you say that because I remember coming into the NFL. I was at a small college, so I'm at Eastern Illinois.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up and I'm thinking, you know, well, I'm about to go to the NFL and it's way different. You know, I'm at a small college and, you know, no one cares about, you know, your football team. I mean, if we get 4,000 fans at a game, it's incredible kind of experience. And I come to the NFL, and I'm like, man, I wonder what goes on after games. Because we'd play games on Saturdays in college.
Right. Yeah.
And everyone would go out at night, and you'd hang out, and it'd be a great time, and families would be in, and it'd be real fun. Then I get to the NFL, I'm like, it's Sunday, it's the first game, it's like a preseason game or something. I'm like, man, I wonder what's going on. Like, where's everyone going to be? It's like, I wonder if it's just going to be like, are there just girls like falling from the ceiling?
I mean, and yes.
Yeah. And it was exactly like that.
Yeah. And I remember just being like, what are you guys doing? They're like, well, I'm going home with my kids. I'm heading home. My parents are here. My grandma and grandpa are in town.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
where's the party?
Where's the damn party?
Guess I'll head home and watch another episode of Cosby Show or something.
Is that your go-to?
Not anymore.
Now that I've said
so much
it,
insight said, all of a sudden. You want us to take that out of the interview?
This is live, isn't it?
You can say Dish Nation or something.
Yeah, let's go back. And then, you know, I was like, I'd go home and I would just watch, like, you know.
Yeah.
Friends.
That's actually going to make SportsCenter top 10 this week.
Don't worry about it, dude.
Did you get, when you were first put in, what was this feeling like in your stomach when you were about to go on the field and actually, like, take hold of the football?
JC wants to know so badly.
I'm living vicariously through you.
Yeah, I mean, the first time you like get put in a regular season game, it's just I can remember it was at halftime and coach had told me you're in, and they had told me to take over for the other quarterback at the time, and I remember just being excited but almost like
you don't want to, kind of.
No, it's no, you always want
you
to.
Want to,
you just can't control your blood pressure at that moment. It's almost like, and I mean, I've never experienced it since then to the level where it's like your brain is working 1,000, you know,
sure,
things a second. It's just like, I got to think of this, I got to do this.
Right.
And it's not slow motion. It's not anything. It's almost like, wham, here we go. And it's like your whole life's right up wrapped into this moment right here. Here we go. You know, it's just boom. That it's that important. So then you feel this feeling inside of you where it's like this pent up thing and it all just gets thrown out there at once. And so tell kids all the time, I'm like, hey, your first pass, just throw it away. Don't even worry about it. Just get out of the way. Throw it away, and then you're fine from there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I decided to throw a pick on my first pass. At least it got tipped.
Got it out of the way.
It got tipped. Strahan, I mean, he's back in the day. He's a good player.
You're taking chances.
Yeah.
Now, there are a lot of celebrities who are huge Dallas Cowboys fans. So does that pay off for you? I mean, you're the quarterback, so they probably want to hang out with you.
I don't know that. I've never been a different quarterback, you know, somewhere else and everything. So sometimes the things you get, you're a part of and everything kind of weirdly feel like just normal. When I say that, it doesn't mean that life is normal. It just means that it's become accustomed. And sometimes there's people that want to hang out. And other times, you know, no one likes you at all.
Can you just call up Jamie Foxx? I mean, because I know he's a huge Cowboys fan.
I'm sure if I try to get a hold of him, we might be able to.
I won't ask you to do that.
Or LeBron. LeBron's a big
fan.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. There's a few guys who have been to the games. I mean, JC probably could make a run. He probably get stopped before he got in, but
I'd make it, Tony.
You'd be in. You're the biggest celebrity I know in town.
Do you have a favorite? This might be a real chick question to ask you and something stupid, but do you have a favorite quarterback rivalry for yourself when you get out there, like a game that you really look forward to playing another quarterback?
That's a great question. I don't think there's one that stands out. I think there's a bunch of guys that you enjoy going against. We like playing against the best, and anytime you're good, you have an opportunity to go against someone that you think is talented or good, I think it's always enjoyable. But there's multiple people like that.
Has anybody ever made you laugh, like before the snap when they're talking trash? Or you're like, did you really just say that?
They talk smack. We know that.
I know they talk smack.
They're all mic'd up. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough. I mean, you're so into it. I can remember like Brian Urlacher back early in my career. Like he would do little things, but I mean, he would just be like, "Oh, that was a good play." So he'd do stuff like that, but no one usually is making you laugh per se.
Now, after your football career, I mean, eventually it will come to an end, not anytime soon. Have you ever thought about maybe doing a little bit more acting? Because you were in that movie with Amy Schumer, Trainwreck, right?
Yeah, I had a huge role.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I missed this.
You were doing a speech. Weren't you doing a speech?
Well, I was past the note to ask.
Yeah,
see Trainwreck.
Were you doing a speech in the movie, right? Were you up there doing a speech?
Yeah, I was doing like, it was almost like you're at a charity benefit or something. You're introducing someone. So I was introducing the guy who was, you know, the star of the show with Amy. And I think at that time, I had this really, I mean, they literally put you through the whole day. Or 2 days kind of thing. It's a day and a half of time going through it all. And then I did these great parts of it. And I had no idea that all they do is keep moving the camera. And eventually they give you a close-up. Well, they had 200 people in the audience at like a charity event. Mm. And they're all just actors and people around. So I just show up and I'm like, I have no idea if this is like an event that they just put together and have people. But everyone's acting. And I start like telling a joke. And I have to tell this joke over and over and over again. So you tell it like 100 times.
Yeah.
And I generally feel like everyone's laughing because early on they've never heard the joke.
Yeah.
And I kind of change it up a little bit just to keep it, you know, fresh. And all of a sudden, finally they get to the close up, which is theoretically what you're supposed to save your like best stuff for.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm all out of the joke. Like we've done it 100 times. No one's even laughing anymore at this point. And now they're like, all right. And so they do the close up on you and you're just like, I actually have already done this 49 straight times and now it's terrible. So that's why they didn't use the close-up on me. They were gonna.
Oh.
But they didn't.
They didn't.
What was the joke? You remember?
I was really upset with Mr. Apatow.
Yeah, tell us the joke.
Stupid Judd.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie, so what was the joke?
Yeah.
Got
a new crowd.
I can't. It's inappropriate.
Oh, it's dirty?
You can say it.
Guess
Tony,
you'll have to go see the movie.
Oh, you
I get it on DVD now. Maybe they give you a close-up in the unedited DVD or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually glad they didn't. I look better from afar.
Yeah, we all do.
What are y'all laughing at?
I forgot what I was going to ask him something. I forgot.
Oh. I'm sure it's about football.
Oh, I have so many football questions. I do. But I'll let you go, Tony, because I know you got a lot of stuff to do. If you do want to get some free Under Armour stuff, go to Tony's house. He's got a lot.
Right.
How much Under Armour stuff do you have now?
I do have a bunch. I think, you know, we ended up signing with them this last year. So Kevin Plank, the CEO of Under Armour, is a good friend, and they're doing great stuff. And pretty soon they're going to take over the world.
They send you a box and everything?
Two boxes.
Yes, a huge box. Ooh. Huge box of Under Armour.
Do you have any extra smalls for JC?
The website is gonffc.com. It's in Pasadena, July 15th through the 17th. Tony Romo.
And when you go there, use the promo code KIDD, K-I-D-D, when you buy your tickets, because you'll be entered into this drawing for a Tony Romo autographed football, no matter what level ticket you buy.
Yeah. Can't wait to see what you do this season. And if you need catching buddies, Al and I, we're
available anytime.
Yeah.
You guys better choose him this year in fantasy football.
I had Tony on my team, I think, 3 years ago. That's my quarterback, man. That's my quarterback.
Oh, wow.
That was the year he won.
That was the year I won. Tony Romo, thank you, for stopping
by. Thank you,
man.
Guys. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You guys, it's a special day because part-time Justin's in the house.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hey, Justin.
What's up?
Are you about to be college graduate, Justin?
Yes, I am. I'm graduating Friday, and I'm so excited to
really?
Walk that stage.
Congratulations.
Yes, it's been a long...
Bro.
Yes.
Well, most important question, are you going to go naked under the gown?
That's what I've been thinking about just doing. Just go ahead. I'm going to be sitting in that chair for a good 2 hours waiting for them.
It's brutal.
The worst.
I've got friends that are sewing in pockets for their snacks, and a lot of people plan on showing up buzz to graduate.
Oh, yeah.
That's
totally
fine.
Pre-party.
The whole naked though. I mean, 2 hours. I don't really understand that.
Yeah. I just thought it
would. There.
I just thought just to let the air go in through. Yeah. You know,
why not?
It's good. Just to be comfortable and be all natural. You know, show some skin.
What was your major in, or what is your
my
major?
My major. I'm majoring in. I'm getting my bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
In journalism with a concentration on strategic communications and an emphasis on public relations.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what my whole degree is going
to
say.
Whatever
happened. I got a BA in English. Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, right. That's all this is.
Okay, say that again.
I'm getting my my bachelor's degree in journalism, with a concentration on strategic communications. And an emphasis on public relations.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was similar. I did journalism, mass communications.
Yeah, that's they went all
minored in psychology, just in case this didn't pan out.
Right.
Mm. Wow.
They went all on it with a concentration too for strategic communication.
Good. Well, as a journalism major, I'm excited about what we're going to do today.
Yeah. What kind of student would you say you were throughout college?
Oh, girl, I'm graduating cum laude.
Cum laude.
Cum laude.
Cum laude.
What does that mean for those who aren't familiar?
Cum laude means that I did really good in college.
Well, there's a point.
Is that what
GPA
it means?
Cutoff.
Is there a GPA point? Because I didn't
know
that.
There's magna. Yeah. Then there's summa.
There's magna cum laude.
Okay.
Magnum. Okay. It wasn't that one.
I just want to go get
it. Is there supra? Is there
summa?
Supra?
It's
summa?
Magna cum laude, summa cum laude, and cum laude.
Oh, so I got third place.
Yes. Yes, that's what it means. Third place.
I just want to go to Starbucks latte.
Yeah,
not quite as special now.
I guess I got fourth place. I got thank you. That's what I got. Thank you, laude.
Thank you, laude.
Maybe 3.5 or something, right? I don't know. Something.
3.5.
Yeah,
you did well.
I had a scholarship to maintain.
Now, Justin,
thank you very much, Slow.
Wait,
I'm graduating in third place.
Let's pull the curtain. Let's pull the curtain back a little bit because Justin, you help out here. You do some bits. You go on the streets. You do the part time job bit that you've been doing. You also help us out on social media.
Yes, I do.
You do.
Twitter.
You're hollering on Twitter.
Yes, I'm good with those GIFs.
You are.
You are good with those GIFs and memes, and you find some really great images to reflect things we've talked about on the show.
Great with GIFs,
but
not so good in the spelling department.
Not so good.
This is what's interesting, because Kelly was an English major, I was a journalism major, and writing and spelling were very important. Grammar.
Yes.
How have you gotten by cum laude?
Third place.
Right click.
Without knowing how to spell.
Right click and Microsoft Word have always been my friends.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
They have spell check now. Kids don't know how to spell like
spell
they used
check.
To.
Right.
But, you know, you're in a hurry. You're trying to get something funny put together, but you end up misspelling it. And it makes, let's just be honest, it makes us look bad, Justin.
It does. I know. And I feel so bad because I made Iggy Azalea mad. I made, I made Disneyland, I think, a little bit angry, too.
With your misspelling.
Misspelling. It is so hard. One time, I didn't know how to spell the word gut. I was like, how do you spell gut?
Gut?
Yeah, gut.
Well,
and I was
G-U-T?
I was spelling it with an F and an H in it. I don't know how I did that, but I don't know where I went.
Your gut?
Gut, yes.
Maybe I was spelling it with,
traditional
I thought there
was
German?
A silent?
I was spelling it G-H-U-F-T. I was like, that's got to be the way to spell gut. Yeah.
Who do you get in trouble with the most? Who's the one that writes you?
Whenever I misspell something, it's usually,
it's Russ Face, isn't it?
Russ, usually,
yes. It's Russ Face. We all know Russ Face.
Oh, yeah, because he's grammar king.
He's the man with the fedora, and he wears his scarves.
Yeah,
and
summertime scarves.
So what happened last time he tried to correct you on a misspelling?
Those scarves.
Did he try to correct you last time on a misspelling?
Yes. Russ has, and so has everyone else.
Sure.
He's not on names.
But the problem is, when Russ tried to correct Justin, did he not misspell something in his email?
He did. He sent me an email saying, hey, Justin, you got to proofread before you submit something. I go, okay. And it said it in my email. And he says, you tweets are great, but you need to spell check. And then I highlighted the word you and I sent it back to him. I said, we all make mistakes.
Sassy Justin in the house, everybody.
Good for you, man.
And did he make you pay for that?
He did.
Of course he did.
He said, my email was just to you, but your tweets are sent to thousands.
You forward that to me next time, Justin.
Well, Justin.
Yes, ma'am.
Justin, to make sure that you get better at this whole tweeting and Facebooking, we decided to have a spelling bee for you.
Yay!
Okay?
Spelling bees are fun.
I'm really nervous about this.
We're going to play a fun game with Justin. Now, Justin, these are words that were selected from two places, okay?
Okay.
The list of 100 words every college graduate should know.
Oh.
And just general radio terminology, okay?
Okay.
We want you to be serious with this. Don't try and
I'm not trying to miss, but I really don't want to come across as an idiot.
Al, do you have
That's
your
coming from the comedy master,
I'm,
Big Al?
Right. I know.
Thank you.
How does it work at the spelling bee? Is it when they get it wrong, you ring the bell, right?
Ding, yeah.
Right. Al, you got your bell ready?
Get it wrong,
I think you ding when you get it right.
No, ding's for wrong.
Ding's wrong.
Ding's wrong?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah,
this
ding is
rocking my spelling bee.
Ding
yeah,
is wrong.
Yeah, yeah, the ding, and then it's soul crushing.
No ding, you're doing good.
Okay.
You get a ding.
So ding as soon as he gets it wrong. Not,
no.
Not after the whole
after
word.
After he finishes and he says the word, got if it. He's wrong, you click.
I don't want a ding.
You yeah. don't. You Justin don't does not want a ding.
No, apparently not. I was wrong.
Got Justin, it. Are you ready for your first word?
Yes.
We will each give you one.
Are you going to go around the room?
We'll go around the room.
I'm so nervous.
All right, Justin, you ready?
Come on.
Acumen.
Huh?
Acumen.
Can I get a definition?
Quickness of perception or discernment.
So that's not a radio word, is it? I don't know. Okay.
Discernment.
Discernment. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I added the T.
He added a silent or okay. a smoking yeah. T.
I did like
there.
I did like pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Acumen.
This would be like someone that's very sharp.
Okay. Is it a Greek word?
I don't know all that
we
stuff.
Don't have
just go
that.
For it.
All right. A-K. U-N.
Well, he said wait.
Oh, sorry.
See, now you give him a shot to redo it.
Didn't take long.
Yeah. If it was Greek, it would have a K.
Okay, so it's
if it's Latin.
Latin. It's Latin.
A-C-U-M-E-N. Acumen.
Very good. That's
there you go.
Perfect. See there?
Thank you.
Hey, you just need a little ding.
Yeah. All right. That was good. That's okay. All right.
I need to know where it comes from, Latin
up.
Or Greek.
Justin got it right.
All right, Justin.
Thank you. I got it right. Girl.
On to the second round. Okay. Your word is capricious.
Capri sun.
Capricious.
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 Her cousin named
Capricious. Yeah. I was about to say, yeah. Al, do you got a cousin named Capricious?
Yep, I do.
Capricious.
Capricious.
C-A-P-R-I-S. Mm. No, C. C-I-U-S. Capricious.
Mm, you messed that up all sorts of ways.
All what sorts of ways.
Capricious is C-A-P-R-I-C-I-O-U-S. Capricious.
It doesn't look like that whenever you say it, though.
Yes. No, you're
and
right.
It's easy for us to all look real smart when we got this.
Exactly.
In front of
we
us.
We have
okay?
the words in front of us, Justin.
At worst, did it have an S-H in it?
No.
But it's
no
sound, do you hear that sure. part?
Capricious. That's usually with a capricious. C, though. Yeah, C. Right?
Not pressure. Oh, pressure.
All right.
Never mind.
Huh?
Well, like malicious.
Okay.
Malicious.
All right. How about this one? Metaphor.
Oh, I got this one. M-E-T.
Metaphor.
Is there a meta? A?
Mm-hmm.
Meta. P-H-O-R.
Yes!
Got it.
Yes! Well done, Justin!
Thank you. I'm rooting for you, Justin. I'm rooting for you.
Metaphor.
All right,
you know what a metaphor is?
Yes, it is comparing two things.
Comparison, yes.
Comparing. It's a comparison. A simile uses like or as.
Okay.
But not a metaphor.
Very good.
You ready for your next word?
Yes.
Big Al Mac.
Go ahead. All righty, here we go. How about ubiquitous?
You.
Ubiquitous.
You.
Okay. Ubiquitous. What is that? What can I have a definition, please?
Sure you can. It means being everywhere.
Okay.
Omnipresent, sort of,
omnipresence.
Right?
Omnipresence. Mm-hmm. God.
Yes. God is
like
ubiquitous.
McDonald's.
Like McDonald's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes,
that's McDonald's are ubiquitous. Yeah.
Ubiquitous. Y-O-U-B.
Start over, baby.
U-B. Mm-hmm. I-Q-U. Okay. I-T-I-U-S.
Boom.
There you go.
Did you say O-U-S?
Yeah.
I-U-O-S.
You got
I-U.
Yeah.
I thought you said I-O-S. It's no, O-U-S,
I,
right?
O-U-S.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know what I said.
It must
I
have just, been in your accent.
I went right through it. Yeah.
We're moving on to the radio terms now.
Yes. Okay. All right. So this is, if you want to be in the radio biz, you got to know how to spell this word.
Biz. B-I-Z.
I've had to spell this word never. But this one's pretty easy. You should be able to get this.
Got it.
Frequency.
Great movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
F-R-E-Q-U. Freq-E-N. C-Y.
Yes!
Yeah, Justin! Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Uh-huh. Good boy.
Yes.
Go,
well
done.
Another important word, especially to our Kid Craddock Morning Show family.
Yes.
Affiliate.
Affiliate. Yes. George says that all the time.
Yes, yeah. He does.
What's an affiliate, Justin?
An affiliate is something you are a partner, right?
Yeah, basically.
They carry our show.
Yeah, it's another station that carries a show. Sure.
Got it.
It's a partnership.
It's a camaraderie.
Yes.
If you affiliate with someone also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it?
Affiliate.
Okay. Affiliate.
A-F-F. I-L. I-A-T-E.
Yes!
Yeah!
Look how quiet he gets towards the end.
Justin, So far, so good.
That you may right. Just work on your confidence, baby.
That's what you it may is. Be able to retain your well, ability to tweet for Kid Nation. What was the one you messed up on when we were doing the Kentucky Derby?
Derby.
Oh, I was kidding.
You're right. Derby. D-E-R-B-Y.
So you got that.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you.
You can continue to tweet for Kid Nation.
All right. I'll make... I won't...
Only because none of us want to do it.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, spell check is the key.
Yeah, we'd mess up, too.
All right. And I'm going to write a speech for my graduation.
Yay.
Oh, you get to give a speech at graduation?
No, what? No. They're not going to have third place.
Oh, you want to do it here?
Yes, I'm going to give a speech.
To who?
To... the whole world, to the whole nation.
Okay.
So instead of giving
all right,
it,
POTUS.
And,
you're,
yes.
You're the keynote speaker?
I am the keynote speaker okay. Tomorrow.
Go, okay.
So you're not speaking at graduation, you're speaking here?
I'm speaking here, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I'm going to, instead of speaking to thousands, I want to speak to millions.
At this time
what
tomorrow.
What radio show are you going on to speak to millions?
Yeah. We ain't going to be.
It does.
49
it does.
People. Yeah. Tomorrow at this time, Justin will give us his inspiring speech.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes, be ready.
We will be.
Because I will slay.
All right.
Bye, Justin.
BYE.
BYE.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.